You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Good day. Thank you for inviting me here. So today, this year, this week, we're going to talk about the amazing grace. So we're so excited. No, we're excited for our prayer and fasting this week. Some of you, you receive an answered prayer. And some of you are still waiting for almost 2 years now. But let me tell you, I heard from Mab that this year is the year of breakthrough. So receive it. This is for you. This year is the year of breakthrough. Amen? In every situation we face as Christian, our greatest desire should be to do God's will. Because we love Him. Omong, you love God. You love God, right? You say, yeah, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. But you're not making disciples. It's a good reminder for us to make disciples. It's not just only serve, serve, serve in the ministry, but to make disciples. That's the heart of God, to advance God's kingdom. So because we know that no matter how difficult it may be for us to do His will, doing it always works out for our best. However, in order to do God's will, first, we need to know what it is. Maybe some of you are asking, I want to know the will of the Lord. Maybe you're asking for what? Is it that God wants us to do? I'm excited, Lord, for the amazing grace this week. And maybe some of you are questioning about how can we know exactly what God's will for us in every situation? Or maybe some of you, you're asking for how does God reveal His will to us? And these are the important questions that every child of God will ask. Lord, what do you want me to do for this year? Maybe some of these people believing for a baby. Let me tell you, later let's see the works of the Lord, the power of God later. We're going to pray for that. Is that fine? If you're going to title this message, I'm excited to preach this message. It's about discerning God clearly this 2020. If you have your Bible, let's read the Word of God in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. It says there, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. I want you to focus in this verse. I'm going to play in this verse because I prepared already the message yesterday, and then all of a sudden, God said, that's not the one. Can you imagine? I already prepared. I'm excited to share, and then all of a sudden, God say, that's not the one. You know, I was so pressured. I talked to my wife, don't talk to me first because I need to prepare this one. I don't know why God changed my message. I need to do everything. You take care of my child first. Can you imagine that? And then all of a sudden, God said, this is the one that I want to share. And this is the one that I want you to preach in this congregation. And I believe that this is for you guys, for each and every one of you. Receive it by faith. So when you talk about Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, trust in the Lord. Everybody say trust. When you say trust, means it's actually firm belief and confidence. That you are confident enough that you are trusting the Lord. No matter what. Meaning, there is no like 99.9%. It's like 100% trusting the Lord. Trusting in Christ means believing in Him 100%. No bargain. So we believe who He is. Because the God that we are serving is powerful. So that's why God says, trust in the Lord. Believe. Firm, believe, trust, confidence. Lord, I'm confident enough to believe, to trust you. But when you say lean, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean. When you say lean, it's actually be in or move into. Lean. So it's like you are just depending on that person. Lean on is a complementary pair of commands. For those of you who are teacher here, it's a complementary pair of commands. We can say that we are told positively. The positive there is actually to trust the Lord. That's the positive. The negative is not to trust our own understanding. When you trust the Lord, don't depend on your own flesh. Trust the Lord. For the year 2020, Lord, I'm excited to trust you and lean on you, not to depend on my own idea. When you enter to 2020, you are excited that I know in my heart that God is with me. So those two things are mutually exclusive. In other words, If we say, I trust in the Lord, it can be that we also depend upon our own ability to understand everything God is doing. Sometimes you cannot read the mind of the Lord. Why, Lord? Why, Lord? Why, Lord? And sometimes because of waiting, you would go ahead of God without talking to God. Church, let me tell you, every decision is a spiritual decision. You pray before you make a decision. Because, number one, the decision that you want, you're going to use the money, and that money is not yours. It's God's money. You have to think and seek God for this. Every decision is a spiritual decision. The next verse, it says there, in all your ways, submit to Him. Everybody say submit. Submit to Him means is accept or yield to a superior or authority. You are submitting to the authority. Because Lord, no matter what, I want to submit to your authority. It's easy for us. We are over familiar with the Lord. Ah, I know this is the will of God. I know Jesus is alive. Yeah, God is good. God is faithful. But sometimes it's hard to submit to the authority. As you think about whom you should marry, singles. It's like you're saying, then someone comes along who has everything that you hope for in a life partner, except for the one little thing. She is not a Christian. Nako. Should you pray like this? Lord, is it your will for me to marry her? The answer is clearly no. Why? Because God has already told us very plainly in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, that no, do not be equally yoked to the unbeliever. Sometimes our heart is like, Lord, I want to build a relationship with this person. She's not a Christian, but eventually I want to bring her in the church. It's a wrong move. You know that already what God said from the Bible. But now you're questioning, Lord, is it your will for me to marry her? We don't need to ask God what His will about such things anymore. We should simply obey what God has revealed in His Word. This is what God is saying. The same thing applies to any moral decision. God's will for these things has already been made known to us. You know that already. Don't you know waiting is a gift? You learn how to wait. Do not go ahead of God. Lord, I'm old already. I'm getting older now, so I need to, in Urdu, jaldi, jaldi. It's like, you know, fast, fast. You know, faster, faster, jaldi, jaldi. But you know what? Anything that involves sin or what could cause us to break any commandment of God, it's outside of God's will. You thought that this is the will of God. If you think that is honoring to the Lord, don't do it. It's outside of His will. Now you're telling the truth. You're telling that this is your will for me. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. There is no difficulty in discerning the will of God for such matters, since all that we need to know is what the Bible teaches on them. What the Bible says, the Word of God is living and active. It's actually fresh every day. When you wake up in the morning, face the book first before Facebook. When you wake up in the morning, you're excited at the message from Facebook. You face the book first before Facebook. That's why I'm excited to share about this. Discerning God clearly this 2020. I want you to write this down. Three things. It's a simple point, but I want you to understand this. How do you do this, Pastor Dan? Number one, if you want to know discerning God clearly this 2020, how do you do this? Number one, surrender your will to God. Surrender everything, your will to God, your own will. Because sometimes you are writing your faith goals. You know already you're excited for that. There's nothing wrong with it. That's your faith. But sometimes we don't trust the Lord. We depend on our own ability, our strength. But this is a good reminder for us that as you enter for the 2020, number one, surrender your own will to God. Because it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's a good reminder for each and every one of us. Begin with the right attitude. Don't be stubborn. Sometimes God would say to you, I want you to become a victory group leader now. I want you to become a victory group leader. But you're excited, but you're not making disciples. Are you saying that, no, it's okay. I'm not prepared. I'm not yet ready for that. Begin with the right attitude. Don't depend on your own flesh. Depend on the will of the Lord, that this is the will of God for you. Open your eyes now. So begin with the right attitude, the attitude that Christ had when he prayed in Gethsemane. When God prayed in Gethsemane, you know that? In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, it says there, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Can you imagine that? It's like God is submitting to his Father, even though he knew already what will happen to him. But still, he decided to trust his Father and saying, take this cup away from me. Can you imagine that? I thank the Lord for the heart of Christ saying that, Lord, I want to humble myself. Even if I'm the Son of God, I would still submit to my Father because my Father loves these people. And for me, it's hard for me to sacrifice because I died for them. I love them too. As you enter 2020, you are trusting the Lord, surrendering your own will to God, not your own decision. You're not depending on your own decision. This was also Paul's attitude. When he met Christ, remember when he met Christ on the road of Damascus, he said, get up now and go into the city. Someone there will tell you what you must do. What Paul did, he obeyed. He submitted to the decision of God. What I'm saying is that surrendering your will means that you must willingly accept whatever God has in store for you. Willingly accept whatever. Sometimes God would say, that's not the right person for you. Lord, I want that. Please, make a way for me. I always sing this song in the morning, God will make a way. Can you imagine that? Lord, that is the right person. But God said, no. No. Because God has the best for you. No, Lord, he's a victory or hub group leader, or victory group leader, and he's handsome. Even if it is not your liking, or even if it goes against your personal preference, God knows what he is doing. As you enter the 2020, God knows what he is doing into your life. Do not twist the hand of God. Lord, I fasted, ah. Do not twist the hand of God. You trust the Lord because God knows his best for you. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 to 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Very clear. Don't say that, Lord, this is what I want. No, it's not God will adjust for you. You adjust to God. Because God, his word, his promise is living and active, and it is finished. All you have to do is to receive it by faith and apply it to your life. Because this is what God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways is not your ways, declares the Lord. You know that already, right? Because God is God, we can completely understand his ways by his word. That's why it says in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, you know that already. Paul's statement that therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, offer your body as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. you know, the worldly thing here in Dumaguete, do not go with the flow with them. But God says you have to transform and renew your mind. Then when you transform and renew and separated as you walk, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. He is good, pleasing, and perfect will. If you don't know the will of God, we need to transform, renew our mind. Do not go with the flow. Because that flow is actually a worldly flow. Like the age of 13 years old, you can smoke now. At the age of 15 years old, you can get married, you can get the right person for you. Can you imagine? That's the work of the worldly thing. But God says, you are the salt and light of Dumaguete. It's not really an accident. That's not really an accident on why you are here in Dumaguete. God put you here in this city for a specific purpose. You are the light and salt of this place. You are not a pepper. You must settle it right within your heart that what you want is to know God's will and do it. This is the first step to discern the will of God. When you have done this, you can go on the second point. My second point is actually seek the truth. You seek the truth. What's the truth there? Which is the Bible, the Word of God. Don't go. You go first to Pastor Archie. Pastor Archie, what do you think about this thing? Hey, I don't know how to decide for this and like that. Hello, you go first to God. Not to Pastor Archie right away. You seek God. Seek the truth. This is what the Bible says. When you talk to Pastor Archie would say to you, what the Bible says about it? What God is saying to you? That's the only way that he can say. But for you, running right away to Pastor Archie, that's the wrong move. You go first to God. You seek God first. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, it says there, in all your ways, submit to Him. Submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Can you imagine that? That again, submit means is accept and yield into a superior or the authority. Submit, seek the truth. Meaning, when you seek the truth, when you read the Word of God, God will begin to speak to you. Because the Word of God is His voice. I'm not mad, okay? The reason why we cannot submit to God, sometimes it's hard to submit to the Lord, right? The reason why it's hard to submit to His authority, why? Yes, Lord, I can submit to this one. I'm okay with this. Yes, I can do that. I can obey You. Yes, I can submit everything to You. But this one, Lord, it's hard to submit. Why is it hard to submit? Why? Because you don't trust God in that area. You don't believe that God can do for you. God will make a way for you. It's just that you don't trust God in that area. That's why it's hard for you to trust the Lord. There are many things about life we don't understand and can't control. However, God is always sovereign. He is sovereign. You cannot really control God. God is in control of your situation as you enter to the year 2020. So that means He sees what is ahead of us beyond what we can, because He is in control of your situation. So God's word can be trusted. God's word can be trusted. If you are not reading the Word of God, then your life, your spiritual life is weak and sick and dry because you're not feeding it. But when you read the Word of the Lord, you will become on fire. Imagine the prayer and fasting without eating, without drinking. You are just only water. You're weak, right? Physically. But you need to be sensitive with the voice of God. How much more if you're not reading the Bible? Spiritually, you are weak. Sick spiritually. And you will do some sins because your body is not feeding with the Word. Because the Word of God is the food of our soul. So that's why I want to encourage you to read the Word every morning. Every morning, face the book first before Facebook. God's Word can be trusted. Joshua chapter 23, verse 14. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of you, all the good promises of the Lord, your God, gave you has failed. Never. Never. Once God said, this is my promise for you, I will do it for you. All you have to do is to wait. Do not be in a hurry. And I like this, the last sentence of this verse. It says there, every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. Wow. Never. It's like God is saying, this is my promise inside your cabinet. All you have to do is to open your drawer, your cabinet, get one promise there, and that's yours. I will fulfill it. But the problem is you're not trusting the Lord. The Bible is just there inside the cabinet, but I don't want to touch it because I know God is in control. You need the Word of God. The Word of God is living and active. These are the promises of the Lord. You know what? One of the covenant names of God, some of you know that already. You can take a picture with this. He's the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, you know, El Shaddai, Olam. These are the names of God. All you have to do is to receive it by faith. As I end, the third point is about soak in God's presence. Soak in God's presence. The word soak means is actually make or allow or immerse. Soaking. Soak in the presence of the Lord. You know, when you are going to read the Word of God, you are immersing yourself, reading the Word of God, that this is what the Bible says and what God is telling me. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6b, it says there, and He will make your paths, you know, straight. Straight. This is the will of God for you. The will of God is not to harm you, but the will of God is to provide everything that you need. But sometimes we are stubborn. I know that this is the will of God, but I love sin. I would rather for a season to enjoy this sin more than the will of God. I want you to observe that the last part of the verse 6 does not says, He shall direct the path. No. But He will make your paths straight. Hello? That's very clear, right? This shows that God is more willing to give you the guidance you need, that you are to seek after it. It's like my son, my daughter, I am preparing the way for you. I am guiding you that this is the right way for you. You know that already. But sometimes or somehow you're saying, Lord, for a season, I want this first. But God says, this is my way for you. Listen to what He says in Psalm chapter 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. That's very clear. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Now you are confused. You don't know what would be the direction of the Lord. If you trust in the Lord as you enter 2020, if you trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, submit to His authority. Man. But please, don't expect God to reveal His entire plan for your life. He will lead you only one step at a time. God is asking you to just boldly take that one step at a time. There is one good purpose for this, so that you would build a closer relationship with God by having to rely on Him and lean on you all the way to the end of your life. The right way to seek God's will requires time and patience. You learn how to wait. Do not go ahead of God, because waiting is still a gift. Do not twist the hand of the Lord. When we take time to be still, when we take the time to pray, God listens and reveals. Don't you know when you pray? This is amazing grace preparation for prayer and fasting. I'm excited for this. When you pray, this is just only me, okay? But this is my faith. Now, when you pray, God will stop the heaven and He will turn His ears on you and He will listen to you. That's the heart of God for you when you pray. It's like, you know, I have two children. If one of my daughters would say, "Daddy, Daddy," am I talking with Blaze? And then, "Daddy, Daddy," I would tell Blaze, "Blaze, wait, I want to hear my daughter first." Can you imagine that? Why? Because I have that relationship with my daughter more than Blaze. I would tell Blaze, "Wait." Even if we're talking, because my daughter wants to talk to me, excuse me for a while. That's the heart of God. When you pray, He would stop and then He would listen. He would turn His ear on you and He would say, "Hey, I want to hear from you. I'm excited for that." Jeremiah 33:3, "Call to me and I will answer you. And I will tell you the great hidden things that you have not known." Imagine, call to me, I will answer you. You have to ask God for what you want. What do you want from the, you know, from God? God will give it to you according to His will. But you cannot manipulate God. God knows your heart. You know, God is always available. He is never too busy to listen. And God is our deliverer who can protect us and give us the strength to endure. Instead of inviting the presence of the Lord, I shared that last time. You know, some of us were saying, "I want to invite your presence to come here in this place. We want your presence. Holy Spirit, come in this place." Hello! The Holy Spirit is with us already. He is Emmanuel. Hello! He is omnipresent. Instead of inviting the presence of God, let's change this. Lord, help me to be sensitive with your voice. He is always with us. Lord, help me. If I will ask God, "Lord, if this is your will for me, I have these three things." But this is just only me, okay? But you can copy it. Copy, paste, it's fine. I ask God, "Lord, if this is my decision, what do you think about this, Lord? If this is really your will," I always seek God for three things. You know, the first one, if there is peace in my heart. That's my first sign. Second, if there's joy, if I enter into this situation. Third, if there's provision. That's only for me, huh? Okay, you don't need to. But if you want to, then do so. Okay? But if there's joy, there's provision, but there's no peace, I would not go. I would still wait. Either which one of those are not there or is not there, I would not go. I will wait for the three things: peace, joy, and provision. Discerning the will of God is of no use until you actually do it. So you have to be sensitive with the voice of God. Once God says to you that this is my will for you, then do it. Do it. Because the language of submission is actually, if God has said it, that settles it. And I will do it. That's the language of submission. No matter what, if you said it, Lord, it settles in my heart, then I'll do it. When we heard from the Lord going to our hearts, you know, my wife, we just only drag our daughter. During that time, it was Elise. We don't have a baby yet, the small one. So during that time, she was 3 years old. And then we decided that, Lord, we've been CM, campus ministry, part of campus ministry, for 7 years now. I cannot see myself doing campus, you know, CM in the Philippines. But Lord, give me the right direction. You know what? Before we go to number one, we don't have any heart to go to, because I don't want to risk my family there. Who will be the one that, you know, who's the hero that will go there and then a brave person will go there and then willing to die? I don't want. But if you want to, just go ahead. You know, my heart, our hearts is actually Japan and Macau. We've been there. I mean, only me, but my wife, I brought my wife and my family there in Macau for 1 month when Pastor Gio went back. I was the one actually overseas for a month. Here's the thing. We decided to go there. This is really our hearts. We want to go to Macau. We want to go to Japan. I can speak Nihongo. You know? Awakaranay desho. Yung mga ganun. But you know what? Eventually, one time, along the way, 3 o'clock in the morning, God woke me up and then He said, wake up. Because 3 o'clock in the morning is, every 3 o'clock is my devotion. Reading the word of the Lord. Reading it, meditating the word. 3 o'clock in the morning, God spoke to me. He said, I want you to reach out the Muslim nation. Huh? Can you? Ikaw ba yan, Lord? Is that you? I want you to reach out the Muslim nation. Specifically, because I ignore it. I thought that's not God. But God spoke to me clearly, 3 o'clock in the morning, said, I want you to go to... And then He said, because they were all created as innocent babies, not as terrorists. When I heard about it, okay, Lord, maybe next year. You know what? Maybe you can send my wife. I can intercede. I can pray. Because I'm afraid. I don't want to go there and bring my family there. Hello, I'm not brave, you know. I don't have any heart for Muslim. After 2 weeks, I ignore it. I ignore that, you know. I just still meditating the Word of God. But I know that this is what God is telling me, but I ignore it. I bargain it. After 2 weeks, God spoke to me again around 3 o'clock in the morning, the same time. When I started reading the Word of God, afterwards, when I prayed, I paused, and then eventually God said, done. I told you, I want you to go to the Muslim nation, specifically in... It's like, Lord, I don't have any heart there. I don't know how to reach out to Muslim. I don't know how to minister to the people. Well, Japan is fine. Macau is fine. Chinese is okay. But no way. But here's the thing. Why I responded personally to the call of God when He said to me, because I died for them. I love them too. I'm not just only the God of the Philippines, but also I'm the God of... When I heard about that, I was crying. I submitted to the will of God that even if I don't like it, I'm not comfortable. Here's the thing. Sometimes we cannot read the mind of the Lord, isn't it? Sometimes God will put you in a place wherein uncomfortable... unsecure and unfamiliar. Hello? Why? Because God wants you to have more of Him and less of you. He doesn't want you to become over familiar with His presence, with His name. He wants you to have more of Him and less of you. So God put me in a place where uncomfortable, insecure, and unfamiliar because He wants to reveal Himself. You know, when we landed, even if we don't like it, even if this is not really my heart, I started hugging the nation even if I don't like it. What's my point there? I don't know. No. My point is this. It's not about the heart. It's about obedience. Would you obey God even if you don't like it? That's the will of God for you. You don't twist the Lord. You cannot really manipulate God. This is what I want, Lord. If that is the will of God for you, even if this is not your heart, would you obey God? It's not really about the heart. It's not really about the heart. It's about obedience. Would you obey God? Because He knows what He is doing and we can completely trust in His perfect will. We thank the Lord that our church, when we had our Christmas party, we reached 220 locals. Praise God for that. Come on. As I end, because He is good, you know, He is perfect, He is faithful. You know, this prayer and fasting, expect the unexpected as you prepare the amazing grace this week. discerning God clearly, this 2020, again, is actually surrender your own will to God, seek the truth, soak in the presence of God, which is Jesus Christ. Amen?
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.